Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Chloe Wild 39.02 pound porn star sex doll, life-size sex dolls with slim body from AeroVenus for $8.99. This is a sex doll based on a real porn star named Chloe Wild. And also they sent me one that was defective from the factory because they wanted me to repair it on camera just as a way to show everyone how to do a doll repair if something happens to your doll. So let's jump into the hands-on review and repair. Hello everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Dollhouse. We have a combination of a review and a repair video for the new Chloe Wild porn star sex doll torso from AeroVenus. This is based on an actual porn star. You can see her work on Pornhub. Her name is Chloe Wild. Obviously, that's not her real name. That's her porn star name. It doesn't matter. Okay, so I'm going to show you the issue. Right now, everything looks fine, right? So you can see the muscles, the skin, everything's perfect. Here's the issue. When I tilt her legs up, I'll just show you. I'm going to tilt her legs up. Okay? And what happens is her hips develop flab on this side, not on this side. Like if I tilt her, there's no flab on her right side, but there's flab on her left side, which is very curious. Now what's happening is, this is a manufacturing issue. There's like a pocket of air inside of the doll right here. And because of this little air pocket, the skin isn't sticking to the doll on this side. And so what I was told is to just get a syringe and just suck the air out, and that will fix the problem. And it's very easy to repair. Now, I don't have a syringe. Apparently, they're considered drug paraphernalia. And unless you have a prescription for like some drug that requires syringing, like I'm not diabetic, I don't do anabolic steroids, I just couldn't get a syringe. So instead, I got a marinating needle. So I'm going to use this comically oversized marinating needle to do the job of a syringe because I couldn't get a regular syringe. Is this going to work? Is this going to make the problem worse? I have no idea. This is science, my friend. Welcome to science. So we're just going to find, like, it's this whole area here. And we're just going to try to suck the air out. And we're just going to, I don't know, it doesn't really matter, does it? So we're just going to stick it in. See, it's not, I don't feel any suction. I don't feel like it's doing anything. I don't feel this is it? Oh, wait, yeah, it's less. It's less, I guess. Man, this is, I don't want to keep putting holes in this thing. Can I just squeeze the air out? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Jesus. I have no idea if this is doing anything. Is it? I guess. It's less flabby. I can tell it's less flabby. Let me compare it to this side. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely less flabby. Let's just keep going, I guess. Keep sucking everything out with my marinating syringe. Would this work better if I had like an actual medical syringe? Probably. It probably would work better. I don't know what I'm doing. This is an amateur doll surgeon. I'm not a professional. Oh, I think that fixed it. Is it? Let me do a feel. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, we're good. Wow. So yeah, look at the difference. And that was with this marinating syringe. So, I mean, if you actually know what you're doing and use a proper syringe rather than a marinating syringe, you probably get much better results. It's probably going to leave like a nasty scar. But you know what? She was a trooper, and she stood up to the surgery perfectly, and now the flab is gone, and everything looks perfect. All right, on with the review. All right, so here is Chloe Wilde up close and personal. Unfortunately, there's not a lot to say at this point. AeroVenus, they do excellent work. You can see the vagina texture is, it's doing what it's supposed to. It looks like a vagina. It feels like a vagina. For all intents and purposes, it is a vagina. Same with the butthole. Took them both for a spin. They feel anatomically correct. Perfect. You know, the labia is fine. I'm not familiar with Chloe Wilde. I don't even know what she looks like in real life other than this doll. I'm sure she's gorgeous. And if you want to have sex with her body vicariously, I'm sure this doll is an excellent way to do so. There's really not much else to say, though. Like, so that's the vagina. That's the butthole. This is it with the legs closed. You can see the butthole and the labia and everything like that. Let me show you the doll. Let me show you the doll with the jiggle and the spank test and all that stuff. Okay, so here are Chloe Wilde's titties. They're pretty good. I have no complaints. They got really good squish. Now, I don't know if these are Chloe Wilde's titties or not, but AeroVenus do really good work when it comes to the breasts. These don't even feel like fake silicone titties, even though they literally are fake silicone titties, but they feel like natural breasts. They have nice natural squish, droop, and jiggle. So there you go. There's your squish, jiggle, test right there. And then I will flip her over, show you her ass. All right, so this is Chloe Wilde's ass, and this is the only criticism I have, and this is an AeroVenus. This is Chloe. She doesn't have much of an ass. She's got a very white girl ass. This is the most white girl ass I've ever seen on a sex doll in my entire life. Look, there's nothing wrong with white girl ass. I mean, it's there. It's there. You know, it'll put in the work. It provides cushion. But it's fine. You know, white girl ass is perfectly acceptable. I think I've just been spoiled by just sex doll perfection. That when they base a sex doll on a real woman who's just like doesn't have a perfect ass, it just kind of sticks out. It's like, it's not AeroVenus's fault, but, and look, if you like Chloe Wilde, if you think her ass is to die for, then my friend, this is for you. But man, this is some white girl ass right here. Anyway, let me do the spank test or the squish test. It feels good. Again, the only criticism I've had back in the day with AeroVenus, back when they were called Love Nestle, is the asses were too soft, but they solved that problem a long time ago. So, got good. Good spank, jiggle, squish, all that stuff. Feels good. It's just kind of flat, not a lot of bubble in it, but you know, it is what it is. So here's the side profile of her in like the doggy style position, just to show you what she can do. But that's about it. That's about all she wrote. So my final verdict for the Chloe Wilde sex doll torso is she's fine. If you're into Chloe Wilde, if you think she's gorgeous, then obviously get her torso and you can have sex with her. Her boobs are fine. Her ass is, typical white girl ass. Not the best, but nothing wrong with it. It's just not perfection, you know? But the thing about it is, think about sex dolls. AeroVenus make quality sex dolls. So pick whatever doll, body type, etc. That works for you. So if you like skinny girls with white girl ass, then the Chloe Wilde sex doll is for you. If you like bigger proportions, then check out their other line. They're all made to the same high quality standard, so you're not going to be disappointed regardless of what doll you end up getting. So whether it's the Chloe Wilde doll, whether it's a different doll, they're all good. And Aravitas make really good stuff. So everything's perfect as far as I'm concerned. And I'm glad I was able to show you how to repair like the flab issue, which I mean, it could have gone better, but it worked. That's what's important. Anyway, that's really all I have to say. So check out the Chloe Wilde sex doll if you're interested. If you like her work on Pornhub, you can check her out and get her sex doll and have sex with her. You know, what more do you want? It does what it says on the tin. Anyway, thank you, Aravitas, for sending me this doll. Thank you for watching. This is Dr. Dollhouse, and I will see you next time.